It's time for the Chiefs Kingdom Show, live with the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Altus. It's brought to you by Tickets for Less. TicketsForLess.com has Chiefs tickets at the lowest prices with no fees. Ticket differently at Tickets for Less, proud partner of the Chiefs Radio Network. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football. Here's the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Altus.
Hey, and good evening, everybody. Welcome to an oversold, sellout crowd. We're at the Hy-Vee Market Grill for this Chiefs Kingdom show, one of the more popular Hy-Vees in the entire Chiefs Kingdom, at the 40 Highway and K7, Missouri 7 intersection here in Blue Springs, Missouri. And we want you to come out tonight, buy one burger, get one half off here at the Hy-Vee Market Grill. And also, the show is brought to you by Tickets for Less. Bentley is here tonight somewhere. She's got her satchel full of tickets. Hey, talk to her. She might work you a deal for the game this week, because it's not just any week. It's Raiders week, baby. The Oakland Raiders are coming to town. It is a key divisional matchup. I know we can talk about a thousand things tonight and be kind of down in the dumps, and I get all that. I've lived it. But it's time to roll, and it's time to bounce back and get it done. We've got Travis Kelce coming tonight for the show, the best tight end in the league. That is huge. Yesterday, the Chiefs nearly made history. I'll talk about that by getting so many big plays. Their average per play was the best in 41 years in the National Football League in that game. I kid you not. That is huge. All right, so we need to get that done and try to get it done. But again, Bentley's here for Tickets for Less. Check them out. They have the best seats at ticketsforless.com. Also, gigantic crowd here tonight at Blue Springs at our Hy-Vee Market Grill, 40 Highway and 7 Highway. The Central Bank of the Midwest geeks are here tonight. They're here in full force. That's right. The Redcoaters are here tonight. The Taj Mahal tailgaters, Susie Bling Bling, Kent the Cake Packer, coming all the way from Savannah, Missouri. We have got Autograph Geek, Snowstorm Sandy here tonight. The Red Guard is here tonight. The Lake Lotawana Lake Rats, and dealing with a little bit of heavy heart. They've had a loss in their family. Big Daddy Lake Rat is back there. It's been a little rough for them, losing a grandson. But, hey, we appreciate them, their spirit, and their terrific love. Mention the Red Guard here tonight. We've also got here tonight the city of Raytown is represented, the city office, along with Hey Hey. And future linebacker and running back and tight end Tate Studeville has come all the way from Gardner-Edgerton. He's going to be a trailblazer for them, all the way from the southwest part of the metro to the far east part of the metro, but that's how it rolls. Big Chief Eric is here tonight, BCE. So, hey, again, it's not just any week, it's Raiders week. So it's time to get it going. Because here we are in a three-way tie for first with the Raiders and the Chargers. But they come here the next 2 weeks. Raiders come here. We don't go there. They come here. And we have the loudest stadium in the National Football League when we roll, right? 142.2 decibels. So it is time to put the hammer down, baby. When we come back, we're going to check in with head coach Andy Reid again later in the show. We will have Pro Bowl tight end, the best tight end in the league. I'll go through the stats. He's number one in all of them for the tight ends, Travis Kelce. We'll be back with more from the Chiefs Kingdom Show at the Hy-Vee Market Grill, presented by Tickets for Less. We're at the Hy-Vee Market Grill in Blue Springs at 40 Highway and 7 Highway. Back with Coach after this on the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network.
How do you become America's best-selling brand? Test drive a Ford Escape and find out. With available EcoBoost power and a host of class-exclusive features designed to make life better. Compare Ford Escape next to a Toyota RAV4 or Honda CR-V, and the reasons start to stack up. The 2017 Escape, that's Ford. And that's how you become America's best-selling brand. Sales claim based on 2016 calendar year sales.
This holiday season, make the smart choice and switch to Sprint and get a new Samsung Galaxy S8, S8 Plus, Note 8, or S8 Active with 50% off your lease. That's right, the hottest Samsung devices 50% off. Plus, with Galaxy Forever, you can upgrade to the latest Galaxy anytime after 12 lease payments. And when you switch to Sprint, you get the best price for unlimited. $25 per month per line for a family of four, plus get a fifth line free. That's 50% off Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. You also get 10 gigabytes of mobile hotspot in HD, so you can stream your favorite holiday movies, music, and games. So stop by your local Sprint store, sprint.com/holidaydeals, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 to learn more.
Requires 18-month lease and new line savings via monthly credit applied within two bills. Early termination results in remaining balance due after 1/31/19. Pay $38 a line per month with auto pay. Excludes taxes, surcharges, and roaming. Compared to Verizon Beyond Unlimited rates, AT&T Unlimited Plus plan and T-Mobile One Plus plan for five lines. Carrier features differ. Coverage and offer not everywhere. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Always Game Gary. Yay! No bar is too far. No wing sauce is too hot. Not for Gary. Gary is the man. He's nothing like Keith. Keith never wants to do anything. Why are we even talking about Keith? Always Game Gary is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. AB St. Louis, Missouri. You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Reliable Ralph. Ask him to move that couch he moved for you last summer. Ralph will do it. Need a ride from the dentist? Better call Ralph. And he won't even film you after the laughing gas and put you online and get millions of views. He's Reliable Ralph, for Pete's sake. Reliable Ralph is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
If you're a football fan, you're a fan for life. As a baby, you wore a onesie that said, "Don't fumble me." In college, you painted your entire body red and gold and went to the game. You married your spouse because they play fantasy football with you. You bought a house so you could throw bigger football parties. You had a baby and put her in your "Don't fumble me" onesie. You bank at Capital Federal because Cap Fed's there for life, just like football.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Changing the play at the line of scrimmage. 2x2 with Hunt in the backfield. Tight end left is Kelsey, and he's flexed. Alex Smith is throwing long. He wants Tyreek Hill. Left side, 35, 30. Tyreek Hill, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Kansas City. The Cheetah comes in from drops from a helicopter. A 79-yard bomb to Tyreek Hill from Alex Smith. Welcome back to our Chiefs Kingdom show at Hy-Vee Market Grill in Blue Springs, 40 Highway and 7 Highway, and an oversold crowd here tonight. That play, that long play for Kansas City of 79 yards, that was huge. Chiefs lose yesterday, but now it's time. It's not just any week, it's Raiders week. And now, ladies and gentlemen, joining us from his office at One Arrowhead Drive, please welcome the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, Andy Reid.
Thank you, Mitch.
Coach, thanks for being with us tonight. A reminder, the show brought to you by Tickets for Less. Check them out at ticketsforless.com. Okay, reviewing yesterday, first of all, just the excitement of getting big plays. You had plays of 79, 70, 40, 40, 36, and 32. What about being able to pop those big plays and what it can mean for this week in beating the Raiders?
Yeah, well, it's that was one of the positive things of the game. And, you know, what we've got to do is put both sides of the ball together. So this week the offense did a nice job. Weeks before, the defense had done a nice job. So, you know, our obvious goal is that we get both sides playing good football.
Yards per play. This is what's interesting. This came out today. Yards per play, it was the second best in the history of the league yesterday. Going all the way back to the 1970 merger, you were involved in another one of the top four games, and one of them was the 97 Packers against Indianapolis when you were on Coach Holmgren's staff with Brett Favre. But just getting that kind of yards per play, confidence-wise, how does that spring you into the week even effective on both sides of the ball and even special teams?
Yeah, well, I think it helps. You know, we can see what we do when we're all on the same page. And I'm talking about coaches, players, the whole thing. So I mentioned today in the press conference that we all need to just take our game up a notch here and stay together, stick together, and work hard. And just, you know, the parity in this league is crazy. There's so much competition. And you don't know when you're right there. It seems, you know, if you're not coming on the winning side of things, it seems like you're so far away. But really, you're very close. And we need to just stick together and get this thing turned around.
How much does it help you recalibrate those sights or do what you just said when it's a Raiders team coming in and now you've got a December game at home with the division basically up for grabs here in the next couple weeks?
Yeah, well, that's the excitement of it. I know our fans will be there and cheering like crazy. The players feel that, and we need that right now, and their support is a big help. And so just like they turn out for your show there, we think we have the best fans in the National Football League, and we can't wait to get our game going in the right direction here to make them proud again.
And we know all of you can help get that going in the right direction, right? Because it's time to put the hammer down. And the best tight end in the league just walked in the room. All right. Coach, this was a crazy game. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on yesterday, but you had to defend 49 runs. It was like you're playing Army or Georgia Tech. 49 runs, and you held them to 3.2 a run. How crazy was that? And the fact that now your run defense maybe has strung two or three games together here.
Yeah, well, our run defense did a nice job. It was our third down stuff that we've really got to get better at. We got to take it up a notch there and get ourselves off the field. We had great opportunities there, and we've got to take advantage of that. But the run the last 3 weeks has been solid. The defensive front's done a nice job. The linebackers and D-line and safeties, when asked to jump up in there, have done a good job. So we've got to make sure that we do a little bit better on third down. Really, both sides of the ball. We can get ourselves better in those areas.
Division football, the Chiefs have been the dominant team in the AFC West since the beginning of 15. Coach has got the Chiefs. We're 13-2 against the division. That is huge. And you go back to the beginning of 14, we're 16-5 against the division. That is huge. It's never been that good in the history of our franchise. Rematches, Coach, though, rematches. One thing about division football is the rematch. The mentality in winning these rematch games as a coaching staff and as a football team.
Yeah, well, they got us the first time, so it is a rematch, and one that we need to learn from that first game, and it was close, but that doesn't count, right? So you've got to go back and you got to evaluate it and take the good out of it and fix the bad, and then they've had a couple changes there. They had a change on the defensive side of the football with their defensive coordinator, and a little change on the offensive side too. So we've got to make sure that we get in there and study the stuff that they're doing. That part will be new. And then we've got to continue to get better on our end. Like I said, as coaches and players, we've all got a piece of this. It's hard to point at one spot. So so that's what we're going to do. We're all going to collectively pull this thing together. That guy that you got there is one of the leaders of our football team and is a big part of that. So, and he's all in, and I have a lot of trust in that locker room and how they go about their business, and they're very strong. It's a strong group.
You mentioned that try to get improved on third down, because yesterday's game is a little bit like that first game with Oakland. Well, the good news is you're winning on second or first and second down. I mean, they're getting all – they had 20 third downs or 21 tries. I think there was one penalty. But mentality, where you start this week to saying, hey, we're going to get off the field on third down, it changes this week against these guys.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You want to challenge on everything. That's how you want to go about your business. We've made a living on that here. I'm not ever telling you we're the most talented, but we're always, and that's coaches and players, but we're going to come after you And we got to get back to doing that. We got to stay aggressive offensively, and we've got to stay aggressive defensively and on special teams, and bring the fight to the team and what you're playing. So, and then we do that collectively. We get both sides of this thing going, and we're gonna be tough to stop. And so, but we've got to do that. Everything else is talk.
And you were tough to stop yesterday in explosive plays. Trav here, but I watched the tape today. He had a chance to make some double moves. Your protection better to allow that extra time so he can make a double move and get open.
Yeah, the O-line did. Yeah, they did some good things. We had some deep. We asked him to hold these guys out for a while, and that's a good defensive front now that we were playing against. I thought one of the better ones in the National Football League this year. They're fully loaded up front, and our guys were able to. I thought do a nice job. Trav was actually a part of the protection on a couple of those too, along with Demetrius. So but the protection was solid. Can we get better? Absolutely. We can always get better. So, but there were some good things that I saw.
Coach, we're going to let you get back to work, but it's not just any week, right? It's Raiders week. And to beat these guys this week would be huge. All right, let's give him a cheer. He's going back to work. He's 13-2 against the AFC West in the last 15 games. Best in our franchise's history. It's time to put it all together. Let's just send him off. Coach, thanks for being with us tonight. We appreciate it. Andy
all right.
Reid.
Mitch, thank you. Out of those redheads.
They're here. And the redheads are on fire. We got some redheads right out there, man, and that is hot. Fire. Speaking of fire and hot, we've got – he's hot for a lot of reasons, I guess. That's what people tell me. But I know this, he's the best darn tight end in the league, and I'll tell you why when we come back. We're at the Hy-Vee Market Grill in Blue Springs at the intersection of 40 Highway and 7 Highway. The show is also brought to you by Tickets for Less. You can get the best seats, cheapest parking, largest tailgate party. Go to ticketsforless.com. Plus, big news here, big news, breaking news. It's the 52nd year for the Toys for Tots this week. And it's our work with the United States Marine Corps. Any Marines in here, Semper Fi. Any Marines in here, the Marines will be there. Toys for Tots. Remember to bring your toys to the stadium. Give them to a Marine. That's going to go to people and children less fortunate during this holiday season. A guy that's doing the same kind of thing all year long is my guest tonight. Travis Kelce's in the house. And we'll be back with number 87. After this, you're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Know someone who makes Kansas City a better place to live, work, and play? Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City and the Chiefs want to help you honor them for making a difference in our community and inspiring others to do the same. Through the Blue KC Chiefs Kingdom Champion Program, fans can nominate local heroes to be honored on the field before a Chiefs home game. Each Blue KC Chiefs Kingdom Champion will throw out the ceremonial first pass, receive two tickets to the game, and tour the Chiefs broadcast booth. Nominating's easy. Just go to chiefs.com/BlueKC.
It's fourth down and 10.
Hey, did you see DirecTV lets you watch all the games for $60 a month?
But it jumps to over $100 after 3 months.
What was that?
That's just a legal disclaimer.
And jumps again to over $150 after a year.
Well, it could be worse.
Yeah, it could cost you over $3,500 over 2 years.
At least it's the weekend.
It's Thursday.
Don't get caught off guard by DirecTV. Switch to Xfinity today. Compares DirecTV choice package as of 8/21/17. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas.
Tailgating is a Kansas City sport all its own. Sunday, we gorge on nachos and barbecue, and Sunday night, we groan with heartburn. It's called GERD, and it can lead to serious health problems if left untreated. Find relief at St. Luke's Heartburn and Acid Reflux Center. Personalized treatment plans help you get rid of your GERD for good. Visit stlukeskc.org/GERD to learn more.
Don't miss out on Happy Honda Day.
Something special for your driveway.
Happy Honda Day sales event offers well-qualified buyers 0.9% APR on a 2017 Civic. Come discover the KBB.com 2017 Best Buy Overall winner.
Visit your local Honda dealer today or go to shophonda.com for more details.
Offer excludes all hatchback models. See dealer for financing details. For more information, visit kellybluebookskbb.com.
Here at Community America Credit Union, we've been spending a lot of time with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Ready, break!
As the team's official banking partner and the exclusive home of Chiefs Checking, we've gotten to know the team pretty well.
Down! Say hike!
I guess you could say, it's like we're just one of the guys! Community America. We KC. Fan up with Chiefs Checking from Community America Credit Union, the official banking partner of the Kansas City Chiefs.
We KC!
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Calling all Chiefs fans. Papa John's has partnered with Travis Kelce to raise money for his foundation, 87 and Running. All season long, you can order the Travis Kelce special to get 30% off regular menu price online orders, and 10% of the discounted purchase price will be donated to Kelce's 87 and Running Foundation. Just use promo code Kelce at papajohns.com. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. The official pizza of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Second and eight, Alex Smith at the 40 of the Jets. Chiefs trailing by six. Play action fake. Now they're going to go long. They got Tyreek Hill again. Over the shoulder catch. Touchdown, Kansas City. Tyreek Hill burns Morris Claiborne of the Jets. And the Chiefs can take the lead. This time a 40-yard strike.
Yep, that play was huge. Welcome back to our Chiefs Kingdom show at the Hy-Vee Market Grill in Blue Springs. At the corner of 40 Highway and 7 Highway, you can get their special tonight. Get one burger, get another one half off. Proud sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. Also, the show brought to you by Tickets for Less. It's not just any week, it's Raiders week, and you can get best seats, cheapest parking, largest tailgate party at Arrowhead Stadium. All right, let me just present it this way, because some would say some other dude by the name of G, the number one tight end as far as receptions this year in the National Football League has 66 receptions. The number one tight end in the National Football League with receiving yards has 871 yards. The top tight end in receiving touchdowns with two yesterday, he has seven. And he's the number one tight end in yards after catch in the National Football League. 330 of his 871 are yards after catch. It is a special treat tonight, ladies and gentlemen. The best tight end in the NFL, Travis Kelce.
Man, Mitch can make you sound like the best football player in the league, man. I'll tell you.
Well, you are. I mean, when you are, it makes it easy.
It's the voice. The voice is convincing.
Hey, we're trying to get it rolling. This is the best way to start the week because we can sit here and wallow in what's happened yesterday, the last 6 weeks, five of the last six, or six of the last seven, or we can get ready to beat the Raiders. But let's go yesterday, and I brought it up. Again, it's the second best yards per play performance since the AFL-NFL merger. That was in 1970 at 10.3 a pop yesterday, and you got it started. Three big pass plays right out of the gate.
Yeah, I mean, we all came out rolling. It was a mindset to early to start fast, both defensively, offensively, special teams. Tyreek Hill his first punt return was however many yards into enemy territory. So it's it was just a mindset, and from there, I think we just I don't want to get into what we did. It's just it starting fast, we got to be able to finish fast. And you know what? Hats off to the Jets because their offense was making plays. I mean, they were making acrobatic catches all over the field when needed. And sure enough, we were just off beat offensively there at the end.
But it's now not just any week. It's Raiders week. If you go back and watch the video, watching the video today of the game, it was it just tells you how good Kelce is. Because those three catches you had early in the game, kind of three different things. You had to run a double route. I mean, you're running routes like receivers run. You really kind of changed the position. What about those routes, getting a double route, being able to juke the DB and getting open?
Yeah, I mean, I try not to put a box around the things that I can do. And Coach Reed and the Coach Nagy and the offensive staff does an unbelievable job of putting me in those positions to succeed. And I thank them every single week for the opportunities that I have to go out there on the field because to be a tight end and get the opportunities to run those kind of routes isn't very common. So me and maybe a handful of tight ends in the league are one, able to run these routes, but two, are actually getting the opportunity to run these routes. So, I mean, it's just it's a lot of hard work and it's a lot of timing and trust with myself, Alex, Coach Reed, and Coach Nagy, the play caller. So,
I want to ask you about Alex. 23 touchdowns, 4 picks. Only Brady has a better passer rating than Alex. What about him this year and going into these next 4 games and trying to roll?
I mean, I can't say enough about the guy. I mean, all the criticism that he's taken in the past years, how much he's getting pounded on right now, and he just keeps coming into work, fighting for his job and this team's future every single day. And, I mean, I'm right there with him, chugging along, and, I mean, I'll fight for that guy every single day that we're out there.
How tough is that dude?
I don't think they make him tougher than Alex Smith, I can tell you that.
Well, he's just a leather strap, yeah. And he does that crazy off-season program. But here's the other thing. When you see then another big play from him, you do a great job. You've got to be physical to play this position. You can't just run around. I mean, nothing against Tyreek, but he's not going to be a tight end. And you're able to kind of block, chip, release. How big was to get that play as well? They kind of lost you in the shuffle.
Yeah. Well, that's a little bit of improvising because I wasn't supposed to go behind the line. I just kind of got caught in the wash. You know, sometimes you just get – you get caught up in the big guys in the middle, and sure enough, just being able to get out and kind of being on Alex's time in the right place at the right time. So hats off for Alex for being able to kind of improv during the route. So, but yeah, I mean, those little things where things aren't just going exactly right and you can still find a way to get a first down or get 70 yards downfield when a play breaks down, Alex Smith just takes off and breaks a few tackles. Those are the kind of plays that that energize your team, get the momentum going, and give you a certain type of swagger, like, hey, even when things aren't going right, we're still finding a way.
I'm going to ask you about the mentality of that, because I remember the New England game early in the two-minute offense. Alex looks like he's going to run, but he finds Albert Wilson up the sideline, made an awesome catch. To improvise, you've got this iPad full of plays. You guys run a zillion plays. But how much is it sometimes, or what does it take to have the kind of the improv ability to be on the same page, to get a play like you just got against the Jets and the play you were describing?
Honestly, I think it goes all the way back to being a kid and just being a sports lover and playing ball in the backyard. Finding a way just, you know, when there's no structure to the game, just being a baller. The backyard football type mentality that Alex has in every sport that he plays, whether or not he's the most talented, you're going to get the guy that has savvy and has a competitive edge to win.
Going into these next 4 games, just going into the Raiders week, here we go, right? Gigantic game against the Raiders. One cool thing, and getting it back, is the triangle. You see the really good teams offensively will have the triangle or the 4 pieces. You, Tyreek, Kareem, we talked about Alex, but what about being part of the triangle of Kareem, you, and Tyreek?
Well, I mean, I try not to just keep it at that triangle, but obviously we have playmakers that that have to make plays. We have to be accountable. The run game is one of them. I feel like in this offense, being able to demand attention over the middle of the field is huge. You know, when you can single up Tyreek Hill on the outside, I mean, good luck. You know, so it's one of those things where if we're all clicking, and Coach Reed has always said you need at least 3 guys to have an absolute dominant offense. And sure enough, right now we're being accountable. We got guys like Albert Wilson. And DeMarcus Robinson, who had the first catch yesterday, get us going early. Just guys stepping up nonstop and trying to make plays. Demetrius Harris, another guy. And the list goes on.
You heard him say it. It was out of his own words. To get attention in the middle of the field is huge. That's huge.
All huge. Right.
And here we go. It's not just any week. It's Raiders week. You know what that means, buddy. You know you've been on this show before.
That means you got to put this hammer down,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. It's time to
put the hammer down.
I asked Coach about it, but playing these division games, especially the rematch games, where they're spending all of their waking hours looking at you, where you line up, what you do, what you don't do, and yet you've been successful in these guys. It's been you have to kind of grind it out against them. I was checking your game by game. But to win these division games, particularly the rematch, what have you learned in the league? How do you do these?
Well, like you just said, I mean, they know where I'm going to line up, how I'm going to line up. So, I mean, a lot of the credit goes to the coaching staff to put me in a position to succeed. But at the end of the day, there's no – you know who you're going up against. So, I mean, it's more than just a physical battle. It's a mental battle. I mean, the more you know your opponent, I feel like the more comfortable you get out there. It might not be, even if it's a primetime game, it might not be as serious of a moment, or you might not be as unaware. So, I mean, it's just it's all around just I feel like it's a lot easier going around the second time because you know what you're used to, and you know, just getting excited about what they can present.
And Coach is great at these second time throughs. And again, with the way we've dominated the division, it's time to kick all that in this week against the Oakland Raiders. Your other tight ends, and you got Orson Charles brought in. You mentioned Demetrius, just helping him because it's in what, the way you guys kind of help each other.
Oh yeah, I mean it's a brotherhood. I mean, unfortunately, when Ross ended up having to get released, and then he got picked up by the Colts. It was just the next man in mentality. I mean, that's just the mentality that you have to have here in the National Football League. It is a business, and things had to make moves are going to be made. So, I mean, it's a next man in mentality, and OC has been awesome in just trying to figure out and being on the same page as everyone when he's in there. And sure enough, when he's in there, when I looked over the film, he was doing his job, and he was playing his tail off for the man next to him, and that's all we can ask.
I watched him at camp. He was a good soldier at camp.
Oh man, he's another tough nosed guy, a guy that you're going to get everything every single time that whistle or the ball snapped.
We mentioned it too, and you and I have talked about this over the last couple of years. In your position, it's not just running and getting passes, but you've got the block in this offense, and sometimes it's blocking in space and blocking like Olympic athletes in space. Just the challenge of doing that and how much you've learned about what it takes and how you become consistent at it.
I mean, you've got to embrace the challenge. I mean, you're going to go up against a guy that's 300 pounds, or you're going to go up against a guy that's 200 pounds. And you just have to be able to understand what your talents are and what your techniques are, and just go out there and just play with aggression, play with the physicality, and know that, you know what, my team needs me to make this block, whether or not it's Ndamukong Suh or the lightest guy in the league that I think the Jets had playing on offense. But it's just a mentality, and it's a relentless accountability that you have to have on yourself.
You mentioned having a mental edge in these rematch games, in these division rematch games. How much does this crew right out here that you're looking at, and how much does that crew, when you run out that tunnel and all that fire is going up, how much does that help you have a mental edge this week?
Oh, man. The Red Sea is what gets the fuel going. I'll tell you that right now. And it's one thing when it, like you said, during the season when we're playing teams outside of the division, it's always a fun atmosphere. Don't get me wrong. I love Sundays at Arrowhead, but it's always a little bit more special when we got the division in the city.
And guess who's coming? The division. It's the Raiders. It's not just any week. It's Raiders week. So we got to get rolling right now. We come back, we're going to tell you what Trav is doing off the field, and it's awesome. But we'll be back again. Travis Kelce with us tonight at the Hy-Vee Market Grill in Blue Springs, 40 Highway, 7 Highway. The show also brought to you by Tickets for Less. Bentley is walking around. She brings a satchel full of tickets. It's crazy. But she can handle it. Go to ticketsforless.com. We'll be back with more from Kelce after this on the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network.
How do you become America's best-selling brand? Test drive a Ford Escape and find out. With available EcoBoost power and a host of class-exclusive features designed to make life better. Compare Ford Escape next to a Toyota RAV4 or Honda CR-V, and the reasons start to stack up. The 2017 Escape. That's Ford. And that's how you become America's best-selling brand. Sales claim based on 2016 calendar year sales.
Hey Chiefs fans, Patrick Mahomes here. If you're looking for the best seats, the cheapest parking, and the largest tailgate party at Arrowhead, do what I do. Visit ticketsforless.com for the largest selection of lower level, club level parking and VIP tailgate passes for every Chiefs game. And don't forget to enter the Tickets for Less Chiefs VIP contest for your chance to be treated like a VIP at the next home game. Only at ticketsforless.com.
Blue Chair Bay Rum presents Kenny Chesney Trip Around the Sun Tour 2018. Another crazy trip around the sun. No one throws a party like Kenny Chesney. Summertime. Saturday, July 14th, Arrowhead Stadium. With special guests my t-shirt. Thomas Rhett, Old Dominion, and Brandon Lay. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Produced by Messina Touring Group and AEG Presents.
But we're all right.
Can you feel it, Chiefs Kingdom? The temperature may be dropping, but the 2017 football season is in full swing, and single game tickets are on sale now. Join in on the action at Arrowhead Stadium, where your Kansas City Chiefs are starting their playoff run and try and head to Super Bowl 52. Hurry and get your tickets now. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit Chiefs.com or call 1-888-99-CHIEFS. That's 1-888-99-CHIEFS.
Understanding quality of care differences between hospitals can help you make smart healthcare decisions. I'm Bob Page, President and CEO of the University of Kansas Health System. I'm proud to say U.S. News and World Report has once again ranked us among the nation's best and best hospital in Kansas and Kansas City. And we're the nation's first to receive the Joint Commission's Comprehensive Cardiac Center Certification for Exceptional Patient Outcomes. See more awards at kansashealthsystem.com/qualitymatters.
LMC Truck has the parts and accessories for your Chevy, GMC, Dodge, and Ford trucks. Shop the online catalog with detailed illustrations to find the parts you need. Stop by the showroom in Lenexa, Kansas, or you can order a free catalog today at lmctruck.com. For your drive to the game, get the parts from LMC Truck.
Play action fake Kareem Hunt. Alex Smith holding it. Fires late for the end zone. Got Kelce. 2-1 touchdown. Kansas City. The Chiefs score an offensive touchdown on the first drive of the game. A 22-yard touchdown at 12:22 to go first quarter.
That was huge. And that was just the start of things as we went right back to him. We're going to hear that in a second. But Travis Kelce, the best tight end in the National Football League. Our guest tonight here at the Hy-Vee Market Grill in Blue Springs at the corner of 40 Highway and 7 Highway. The show brought to you by Tickets for Less. Also, we're hooking Kels up tonight because we've loaded him with loot. He gets a special gift certificate from Mazarish Jewelry. Ooh. They've been involved. Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, it's for real. Almost 40 years, four generations. It's for real. Saying par excellence. Massage, manicure, pedicure, whatever you need.
The whole nine yards.
Yeah.
Can they groom my dog?
They can't.
They cannot groom my dog. Okay.
No,
can they
can't.
Groom me?
It's easier to groom your dog.
I have back hair.
Can actually, Charkhandrick brought his dog. We got to know how that is. So, Hy-Vee, you've got a special gift certificate from Hy-Vee. And here's the big one, Shemeika's Italian Sausage.
Oh.
Anthony Sherman, the sausage. That's just from him.
There, I'll make sure he gets a bite of that.
Travis Kelce with us tonight. Who thinks he's got bad hair? Who thinks he has good hair? Yeah. Your hair's okay. I'm giving you all this stuff. I don't even have, like, the video set of your show. Like,
oh, now, whoa. Where'd that come from?
I don't know.
What show?
We'll just let that go. Anyway, just putting it out there. Okay, let's talk about some of the stuff that's happening off the field and what Kels has done. Because as big as his game is, his heart's even bigger. I saw that when he first joined us back in 13. What about the 87 and running foundation? And this thing has gained tons of momentum. Tell us about it.
I'm very fortunate to have the kingdom embrace my foundation as much as they have. Right now I'm supporting Operation Breakthrough, which is an after-school program that's helped out a lot of underserved, I like to call it, cool kids in the KC area. They've helped out the families as well in terms of just getting them the right health care and things like that. I mean, it's an awesome, awesome organization. And being around in the afternoon sometimes with the kids, it's an absolute blast to see the types of characters that they have around that building. But right now I have a Catch for a Cause campaign. And it's you can go on my website, 87 and Running Foundation. you can go on my Twitter or Instagram and click on the link that sends you right there, and you can. It's a pledge, so I mean, you pledge $1 a catch, 5 cents a catch, or whatever it is, and at the end of the year, it's a lump sum. I'll match it.
And he's already at 66 catches. He's going to get 10 this week against the Raiders at least, and about 3 touchdowns. I'm just calling it. But it's awesome. One of the things I love about you, it's like you're 10 years old every day, and I mean that as a compliment. You never lose track of a kid's heart. And we got a gob of kids here tonight.
It's we got some rascals in here.
We got a bunch in here, and we're all over.
A few of them.
But just keeping that in your heart and how important that is.
I mean, it's I try not to – I mean, right now it's probably the hardest time I've ever had in the NFL because I haven't been around a team that's struggled this much. I mean, I've been very fortunate that Coach Reed came in here guns a-blazing, and we've been in the playoffs just about every single year. And we've had a good record besides that. But, I mean, it's something that I have in me that I have a love for the game that I've – embraced in all competitive sports since I was a little kid, and times like this is when you just have to go out there and love the game and appreciate, you know, where you are, and the fact that you got little guys wearing your jerseys, you got, you know, family back home that you got to represent, that even though your team's losing, you can still score a touchdown and do a silly dance and make somebody smile. You know, it's those moments that make this whole thing surreal and make this thing meaningful to me. So I mean, it's that 10-year-old. It will never leave me as long as I'm playing this game, that's for sure.
And that's huge. That's right. Never lose that. We had Kareem on last week, and he was talking about how he – because I love his balance, right? You can't – he's just like a buoy out on the lake.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
You know, he's the lake, just a buoy. He's in Cleveland.
He's a buoy on Lake Erie.
Lake Erie.
That's right.
And
he
is. Goes, we used to, like, play all year long at Lake Erie. I go, it's cold there. You grew up there.
The best beach in the country, I'll tell you that.
That's what he said, a beach at Lake Erie. A beach at Lake Erie?
I joke when I say it. He might be serious. He's a little bit closer to the water than I am.
Well, he was serious. And I'm like, come on, man. But he goes, no. But he was the little kid that was always playing the bigger kids.
Mm-hmm.
Was that you?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. I mean, my brother was 2 years older than me. So I was always playing up 2 years in terms of t-ball, soccer, lacrosse, hockey. All of it. Except the football was probably the only sport until I got to high school that I didn't play up in.
That's it. So, you know, his brother, of course, plays for the Philadelphia Eagles. So if he was going to be on the team as, like, the 10-year-old, you're going along as the 8-year-old to be on that team.
Yeah, I'm the guy. I'm definitely going to the game. Whether or not I'm going to dress depends on who all shows up. You know, I'm kind of just like the emergency kid, you know. Ed, we got a Kelsey sitting over here on the bench. You want to use him? I'm like, yeah, why not? I'll go out there and have some success. But that stuff was huge in terms of where my competitive state was when I went back down to the playing with the 8th graders or the 8-year-olds. So, I mean, it's I'm definitely fortunate for it. But I was also always big enough to play up. I knew a couple of my friends just didn't have the size at a certain age to play up, and I was definitely blessed with that.
And you go to UC. He was at the University of Cincinnati. Started as a quarterback.
Yeah.
We had a pass.
Yeah, we gave it a shot. We gave it a shot.
I knew that play was in for that game, and I saw us line up. I go, we're going to run it.
We're running it.
Here we go.
That's what I said when Andy called it. I'm like, we're running it. Nice.
Faith.
That's
but
why
you've also been the Wildcat quarterback.
Yes. And – it's my quarterback days right now are struggling. They used to be prime, I'll tell you that. Back in the day, I used to have a lot more success than I've had in the NFL. That's for sure. Alex makes it look really easy. I'll say that.
He does. And one thing, what I want you though is run that when you guys go to that, and Alex goes behind you. He like gets this power pistol look, and he's the running back, and you're the quarterback.
Yeah,
it's like let's turn that loose again.
I'm ready for it. I'll go ahead and bump elbows with Nagy.
You going to keep it or you going to pitch it?
That's the whole, yeah. That you never know, you know? You never know. I've been a lot more successful keeping it.
It's option football, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Option football. The other thing that you've carried on a great tradition, of course, Kansas City's got a great tight end tradition, going all the way back, Fred Arbanis on the Ring of Honor, Tony Gonzalez, Pro Football Hall of Famer. But the Shadow Buddies deal, kind of be
– Oh, yeah.
Tell us about the Shadow Buddies.
I mean, Shadow Buddies has been around since I you said it. Tony G has been here. I know a couple guys have stepped up and tried been the face of it, but unfortunately, the business side of stuff have been in and out of the city. So I've helped out as much as I can to, you know, give that organization the most publicity and definitely the most action. I mean, they what they do for the people that don't know is they attack the not necessarily the cancer research part of fundraising, but they try and raise funds for the actual psychological the people that are going through these treatments, the mental state. Especially at the pediatric level where they're just they're kids and they don't really know what's going on. So, I mean, it's something that's dear to me. I know that I'd just like to be a part of people that are doing amazing things. And I thought when I heard that Shadow Buddies wanted to reach out and ask me to be a part of it, I jumped on board. And you know what? I'll always be on their side and helping out as long as I'm here in Kansas City.
Well, we're blessed to have the guy, not only his game, but his heart. Travis Kelce, the best tight end in the NFL, is ours. He wears red. He wears number 87. We'll be back to close the show and just get Kelce's thoughts on what we got to do to beat the Raiders. It's not just any week. It's Raiders week. We're at the Hy-Vee Market Grill, 40 Highway, 7 Highway in Blue Springs. We'll be back to close the show after this. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Double tight right. Now Alex Smith's under pressure. He's throwing long. He's got Kelce again in the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. It is the exact point of the field where Kelce just got a 22-yard touchdown. Now he gets a 36-yard touchdown. Burning Marcus May. The Chiefs have touchdowns on their first two drives of the game.
Welcome back to our Chiefs Kingdom show, Hy-Vee Market Grill, 40 Highway, 7 Highway. Two touchdowns, two possessions, 14-0. That was huge. That's what we got to take into this week against the Raiders. This was like the guy in golf that hits the shot off the tee, goes to the same place every time. I thought I'm going to go down there with chalk and make a circle. He went to the same spot.
Every time. I can get there again, too, if you need me. Just let me know.
Well, we'll go out there tonight. Big Chief Eric's here. We just make a circle over there. Raiders, it doesn't matter. They won't cover him anyway. So we're going to get that done. Great crowd out here tonight. Minor, our show brought to you by Tickets for Less. Tickets available for this week's game against the Raiders. So here we go, division football. First place on the line against these guys. Just what's in your mind, body, and soul at 7 o'clock on a Monday night of Raiders week.
Man, circle the wagons. Everybody that's on board, come on out. We need you. It's gonna be a tough game. I mean, I know they're gonna bring it. We're gonna bring it, and you know, as the last game that we played, we battled till the end. I'm sure this one will be the exact same way. So you won't want to miss this one. That's for sure.
Well, you know how this works because we've got 87 on our team, right? So we're gonna attack these dudes for Kels, the Chiefs Kingdom. Everybody, jump on. Let's go. It's time to. Put the hammer down. Baby. There you go on the table. Only Colquitt did it. Yeah, it's all good. He broke a table they brought in from Morocco or somewhere. It was, like, pretty crazy. You know, Colquitt.
That sounds like Colquitt.
Yeah, he's so bad. You know, he's like B.A. Right. Anyway, we appreciate you coming out tonight. Who would come on a night where we're struggling saying, let's go? This guy, because that's the way he plays, but you also know how big his heart is. Kelce, we appreciate you on the field and off the field because you bless the Chiefs Kingdom in what you do and how you do it.
I appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me, Mitch. And you guys, thank you guys for coming out and supporting. We're going to get this thing figured out.
We will get it figured out. Thanks to Travis Kelce. Again, it's Raiders week. Here we go. Next week, we're going to Lawrence, Kansas. Road trip, Clinton Parkway to Lawrence. Special thanks to Travis Kelce. Let's go, people. We got to figure this out. Division's on the line. It's December. It's Raiders week. Thanks to Travis Kelce. Thanks to all of you. Thanks to Hy-Vee Market Grill in Blue Springs, 40 Highway and 7 Highway. Thanks to Schaefer. Schaefer and Ryan, they bring it, baby,
Bronx.
On this
oh,
one.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us on the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network.
You You've been listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show, brought to you by Tickets for Less. TicketsForLess.com has Chiefs tickets at the lowest prices with no fees. Ticket differently at Tickets for Less. Proud partner of the Chiefs Radio Network. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football. Chiefs Kingdom Show is an exclusive presentation of the Chiefs Radio Network. One team, one kingdom, one network. The Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.